Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Come on, Adele. All right, Celebrity Trash is...
It's just...
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's just a really cool theater
experience. It's just a good name for it.
Use that, and I checked out the luxury loungers. They're really great, super comfortable.
Love them.
Yeah, really feels like you're just sitting in your own living
room.
Yeah,
that's what you want. I love to have a cozy seat to sit in. And so, you know, with the drink holders and the, like, armrests and stuff, it's nice.
Why don't you just go to bed? I mean, why leave the house? Yeah, I mean, you're just asking to fall asleep is what you're doing there, right?
No, I get really uncomfortable in the seats. Yeah. So those loungers, I can actually feel like, oh, okay.
I know, and I like to put my feet up.
I can sit there for 2 hours.
Right. Then. You can stand it for two hours. It's true. Sometimes I like to go to movies during the day so I can put my feet up on the seat in front of me. Because I like to just scooch down and put my feet up.
Yeah.
But if you go at night when the theater's
you're
stuck in there. So it's nice. You can go get a luxury lounge.
Those seats we sat in for Ready Player One, mm-hmm. they vibrated.
Oh, my. Oh, right. With the sound system.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
There was actually some component of them that made, like when there were explosions, mm-hmm. you were getting rocked as well.
Oh,
you didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah, that was a...
I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, we looked over at each other,
buddy.
Like, oh, man, we're getting rocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to rock.
The Cinemark XD, it has the JBL sound system, and it's a clear digital sound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty
the
cool.
best XD. Ever.
All right, well, that's who's bringing us the Celebrity Trash.
Thank you.
Great. TMZ is saying ABC is moving ahead with a new Roseanne show without Roseanne, obviously. And they say an announcement is imminent. Might even come this week.
Wow. Now, what you had said was they are all under contract. They're going to get paid anyway. So they're just, ABC is just covering their losses by putting them to work.
Not to mention that the crew who had already signed on to do the next season was all having, you know, I'm sure a lot of them actually are already gone, have signed on with something else, because a lot of those people, I'm sure, are very much in demand. But most of the shows had already been rolled out for the fall season. Mm-hmm. And so it was probably tough for a lot of them. Like, oh, my God, I just bought a new car because we had just signed for another season. Like, I was expecting that money. So it's unclear how it's going to work. But like the previous rumors, they say it's possible it'll focus on Sarah Gilbert's character, Darlene. No official comment from anyone involved with the show. So this is just TMZ saying we're hearing this. Sarah Gilbert did address the cancellation on The Talk yesterday. Nothing earth-shattering or anything. She said she's proud of the show. And it's sad to see it end this way, but she stands behind ABC's decision. So they came up with a list of shows that survived a main character departing.
Oh.
And I thought some of these were kind of interesting.
Can I guess one?
Sure, go ahead.
Good Times.
Oh, the
dad.
James?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be going too far back. But yeah, that's a good one.
I remember when he died and she slammed the bowl on the floor and she said, damn. Remember that?
I do remember that.
If you can find that audio, that'd be...
What was that called?
Good times. It's when James dies.
You're lucky we got him.
Oh, right.
Did he die in real life?
No.
He said some stuff in an interview about...
Florida.
I'm now 5 years old again.
How long did the show go on after that?
Maybe a season or two.
Yeah, not that long.
Okay, I'm trying to be patient, but is it on the list?
It's not.
Oh, come on!
We're about Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men is mentioned here. They talk about Charlie Sheen leaving Two and a Half Men, being replaced by Ashton Kutcher.
It's terrible, though.
They say the closest to the actual situation that we're in now, not that the person behaved bad, is Valerie Harper leaving Valerie.
Uh-huh, and then they brought Sandy Duncan in.
And, yeah. they, and they renamed the show.
To what?
I was a kid when the show was on.
And they renamed it the Hogan family.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Jason Bateman was on there, right?
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. I actually remember watching. I used to love Valerie Harper.
Yeah.
And there was a Valerie show.
I loved her when she was Rhoda.
She left her own show.
Yeah.
Are they counting Lethal Weapon?
She was out after season two, and the show went on for 4 more years as the Hogan family.
Jason Bateman was on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What? Suzanne Summers leaving Three's Company. That was a huge departure.
Oh. And she was only, was she only on the show for like one, maybe two seasons?
You know, they're not saying how long she was on, but that is, I believe that's right. She was on for
a short time.
But she was, it was those, like Janet could have gone. That would have been no problem.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was Jack and Suzanne Summers.
And then it was
Chrissy.
Like Jenny Lee Harrison was like Chrissy's cousin.
Right.
And then they brought in that other Priscilla.
The show wasn't stupid, though. They did cast from the pages of Playboy.
Yeah, right.
Like that was.
And did you know that the show only went on for 3 more seasons? They actually replaced a lot. Wasn't there even someone who replaced Janet the final season? Or did they bring?
Oh, well, I don't know about
and
that.
And they replaced
the Ropers.
The Ropers with Don Knotts, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Mr. Lana, Furley. Was
Mr.
it Furley?
And he loved Lana. I have another guest for another show.
Okay.
How about when Farrah Fawcett left Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
You know, they don't mention that here. I don't know how much further on the show went, but yeah, it definitely had
I think
other
that's
seasons.
Another one where she didn't stay too long. And
was it Cheryl Ladd?
Cheryl Ladd came. I think she was a cousin.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a
Possibly.
Relative.
Do they count?
And another Shelley Hack also. Oh.
Do they count when people get killed off? Like Sean Bean in Game of Thrones? That was a big deal. Dun, da, da, dun, dun,
it is
da,
true.
Da, da.
Like, if you watched the show and you hadn't read the books, you didn't know that that was coming. Like, oh, well, he's the main character. Like,
yeah,
of course he'll somehow not get killed.
Good guess, Hooman.
That's a good one.
408 says,
it's a good example.
How about Charmed?
Actually, they say that Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210 both survived losing Shannon Doherty. No problem. That's probably not something that she brags about.
415 says Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's is not on here, but Grey, the main girl, is still on the show. They did mention ER.
Yeah, George Clooney.
He left after whatever 2 seasons that he was contractually obligated to be there, and then he took off, and the show went on for 10 more seasons or something.
What about Spin City?
They don't mention that, but actually that's true.
Alex, or what's his name?
Alex
Michael
P. Keaton.
Michael
J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. Alex P. Keaton.
Yes. Thank you.
Michael J.
Michael J. Fox was the original guy, and then
Charlie
Sheen
came on.
Mm-hmm. And didn't Heather Locklear join that show, too?
She was great.
Yeah. Steve Carell leaving The Office. It went on 2 more seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Williams left. I don't even know why they have this in here. Cindy Williams, who was Shirley, left Laverne and Shirley. And that one shouldn't even count because I think she left at the beginning of the last season. And then that was it.
It just Laverne?
Yeah, I guess it was just Laverne.
I don't remember that.
Mm. I don't think anyone was watching it at that point.
Going back to Three's Company, because I may have had Three's Company confused with
Farrah Fawcett and Charlie's Angels.
With the Charlie's Angels. Summers was cast like last minute. On the what do they call those shows when they start them? The pilot?
Oh, yeah.
And she was the breakout star, but she did 5 seasons.
Oh.
At the beginning of the 5th season in 1980, Summers demanded a hefty salary raise from $30,000 to $150,000 an episode and 10% ownership of the show's profits.
Oh. They should have given it to her. Because that show was nothing without her.
And I guess her husband was the reason. What he did like grocery store ads.
Like Alpha Beta?
Yeah, like what was
Mark
Alan Hamill?
Alan Hamill, yeah.
I don't know what that guy's deal was,
well,
but anyway.
She went on to do Thighmaster.
And all those books she's done, and she does lots of talks, and she's kind of cuckoo with the
she's
health
a little crazy
stuff.
Talk with the cancer treatments and things like, you know, advocating things that doctors are like, please don't listen to her. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. Shelley Long leaving Cheers.
Oh,
5 seasons.
Oh, you know what? Good riddance.
You don't like her?
Oh, we were ready to be done with the Diane thing.
Well, once Diane left, we got six more seasons with Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
I love Kirstie Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Someone is saying, how about NYPD Blue with David Crusoe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was another one seasoner or two seasoner. And he pulled a.
And that show did go on.
I'm going to movies.
Yeah. And he made one movie and then was like, can I get on to CSI Miami?
Right.
I'll be on that. Pull off my sunglasses every episode. Thomas Gibson leaving Criminal Minds in August 2016 after 12 seasons. That was right after the departure of Shamar Moore. Didn't they get into some kind of on-set altercation? That dude quit, and then they kicked Thomas Gibson off. But that show, I believe, is still on. So it's a couple more seasons at least. They're talking about MASH, lost several major cast members over the years. But that was an ensemble to me. Like, there, even though there were big stars on that, it felt like you could, and plus it was the Army, so that, you know, you could switch people in and out. Happy Days lost its original star, Ron Howard, after seven seasons.
I was going to say Ron Howard.
And the show went on four more seasons.
Counting Chachi and Joni, or are you counting actual Happy Days?
I'm just counting Happy Days.
Okay.
They also say Lisa Bonet disappeared from two stores, shows, just like Shannon Doherty did. Both of them went on, did fine without her.
Different Strokes and different, Cosby. Yeah.
No, Different World and
Different
the Cosby
World,
Show.
Right.
Yeah. So it's possible that the Roseanne thing will result. You know, she's going to wind up getting money for it, but, you know, I guess as long as she's not on the show anymore, maybe that's the important thing. I don't know. It's not that important to me. I wasn't watching the show anyway. Do you care? How much do you care?
I care
about these people working. I care about people having their gigs.
If it becomes a Darlene show, I will watch it, and I hope that Johnny Galecki is on that show.
Well, he's busy with that other number one
Big
show
Bang
on
Theory.
TV.
Big Bang Theory.
Right. So I think the one...
But that's going to end, I thought, pretty soon, Vinny. I thought they had like one more season.
I thought so, too, yeah.
Maybe they will. Actually, that would be kind of cool if he wound up back
like
in the picture.
But it's not like he can't do... Although one is one network, another is another.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just remember, though, this is the thing that... Roseanne was completely surrounded in controversy her whole first run. This is no surprise. This is...
Nope.
This is how she is.
Yep.
Always was.
Yeah. She's always sort of an abrasive person who is a bit of a loose cannon, and then some, actually, and just, you know... Oh, surprise, she tanked her own show after one season of huge success. Crazy. Oh, my God. There's another one. A little while ago, we had heard that Dr. Phil was trying to exit a parking lot and pulled around a van and wound up hitting a guy on a skateboard.
Right.
And the guy was hurt and was suing over the accident that had happened. We actually have the video of this.
Oh,
cool.
And
you tell me if this guy should be suing. So there's, do you see?
Is the van?
There's the van that he's pulling around.
He's pulling
around.
There's
a skateboarder. It's a very low speed impact.
Yeah.
The guy stands, he's standing. He never falls.
Right.
Walks over, talks to him, shakes his hand. Oh, hey, Dr.
There's
Phil.
A better view after this clip here.
Oh, one from the ground level? All right, and then Dr. Phil takes off. Oh, so he's off the screen. Can you go to not full screen? Is it easier to see?
Oh, there he is, though. He's still standing.
Yeah, he's standing.
He's got his headphones in.
He's walking over. And listen, I'm not saying that after the... Sometimes your adrenaline kicks in, you just got hit by a car, and he does appear to actually run into the side. It's not like he's hit by the front of Dr. Phil's car. But they clear it up really quickly. So people are saying that this guy's just an opportunist. I don't know if that's true.
Well, are you surprised?
Oh, no, not at all. A star hit the dude. And he drove off. So it was like, oh, okay, hey, man. And that was after the fact. And I guess somebody called for like emergency response or something. And that was when the guy started ticking in his head like, damn, that was Dr. Phil. I should have really played that up. I didn't realize.
Well, that's how that works.
The alleged victim's attorney, John H. Mardoyan, said, after viewing the video footage, we've decided to no longer represent Terrence Bembury in the matter.
The video footage is damning.
Yeah.
Against the skateboarder.
Very low speed impact. The guy never falls, just sort of bounces against the guy's car. He's walking around. Bummer, dude. And there's a couple views of it, too. I mean,
yeah.
You know, everywhere you are now, there's a camera watching you. Keep that in mind, people.
Yeah, you got to live your life that way. The other night, Sunday night, there's a show called Drop the Mic.
Oh, what's that on?
Haley Baldwin, I don't know, TBS. Haley Baldwin and Method Man host it. And
really?
Oh, it's so good. Dr. Phil and James Corden go at each other.
What and do you mean go so, at each other?
They're like, Bryn, what's that called? Rap battles?
Something oh,
like,
yeah.
Like you.
So there isn't any profanity on that, right?
But there's, no, there's actually not.
All right, here it is. Oh, yeah, hold on one sec. So that's just a clip.
Oh, it's just so good, Brandon.
So they just go back and forth.
They go back and forth, and James Corden talks about how he's on the backside of Oprah. I mean, they just go back. Dr. Phil talks about his weight, how fat he is. The other guy talks about, they just go back and forth, and it's just so, I was just like, oh! It was really good.
So this
good.
Is basically a show for trolls?
Nah, it's just... It's the celebrities go on there and go at each other.
That's
and
it, so funny.
I'm sure it's writers. It's not like Dr. Right. Phil oh, came course. Up with these this stuff going
on. So it's
on,
a but, roast in the form yeah. of a rap battle.
Well, that's what a rap battle is, though. Yeah. You Hosting. Would absolutely go after another. You would, yeah, you would cap on the other person for sure. Yeah.
And that's a whole show.
It's a whole show.
On TBS.
Huh. Uh-huh. It's funny.
Bitch.
Yeah. Dr. Phil, Bryn, I'm sorry, but Dr. Phil does cuss a couple of times.
Yeah, but
with
they,
the
F bleeped.
Word. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they bleep it.
Yeah, they bleep it. But
last night, as I was getting funny. Ready to go to bed, there's a show called So You Can Dance.
So you uh-huh. think you can dance?
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, I'll take a look at this. Some redheaded kid in tap dance shoes goes, like he does his whole thing, and he's going as hard as he can go. And I'm watching it thinking, I have no idea if this is good or not.
Right.
Like, to me, it's not good. And I'm just kind of like, I wonder what the judges will say. And they keep going to the judges and they go back to the
did
kid. They,
did the judges seem to like it?
And, well, they're not giving me any clues. No. And I'm watching and I'm riveted to just see what's.
Is they, this good or not?
Do they like him? And so the kid. And I'm
jazz hand.
I'm
the big finish.
Edge of my seat, like what? And the judge, the head, the middle judge stands up and is like,
oh.
So it was good.
I guess so. I mean, yeah. You'd think that I would have been able to tell that, but yes. I couldn't.
It's hard to know.
I couldn't tell. And then,
it's
but
like the ice skating, I can't tell what they did wrong, but they're, you know.
The judges, there's a four person panel. So the kid finishes and he's freaking. Like, I think he's going to have a heart attack. His hands are just, he can't, he's like.
He just gave it everything.
Put your
he
hands
had.
In your pocket, son. Like, he is just. And he's done well. So I'm so happy for him, right? Even though I don't know what he's ever going to do with that.
Right.
Whatever.
Tap battles.
So there's a kid on the panel who appeared. I said to Mrs. I go, okay, who's that guy? And she's like, oh, that guy's this guy. And I'm like, what is she wearing? Looked like Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. Like, it just looked ridiculous what she was wearing. But there's a dude on there named Twitch who can, I guess he was a former contestant.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so the guy goes, yeah, man, you know, maybe one day we could do something. And I'm all, you know, oh, whatever, right? So then it turns out that was staged. And now the guy gets up and dances with the tapper. And they do a battle is how they call it. That's what made me think of it.
And does Twitch win or does the
Twitch
new kid?
Twitch is so good. Like that, to me.
You could tell.
I could totally tell. I was all, oh, that guy is
Hero.
Incredible. And the other guy, like, Twitch does his thing, and then they go to this dude who's all, da, 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 da. What the hell's that?
Twitch is like a nervish.
And he's going on, like, you really can tell. He's like beating gravity.
Is there a James Corden response to the doctor? All we really heard was Dr. Phil.
Oh, let me look that up.
I just wondered if one of them is Twitch and one of them is. Not that Dr. Phil was any great shape.
No, he was actually bad.
So was the other one, you're calling him a kid. Was he a kid or just like younger than you?
No, he was a young man. And I'm sure he was great. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm telling you that the actual interest of mine was, is this guy good?
Mm.
And are they going to like him? And they did. They gave him whatever card you get to
go to where
do they go?
Bollywood.
Anybody?
Broadway?
Broadway. New York. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
You're going to New York.
It was totally one of those. It was the same deal. Here's your card and you're going to the next round.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up, Benny?
I've got a lawsuit in the news for you. And baby's first words mirror the days, the times. Mm. Also, something new from crayons.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. Right now, if you're calling number 9, you get on the Alice guest list for reserved seats at an advanced screening of Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2, which opens in theaters everywhere next Friday.
It's on my calendar.
Oh, my God.
I already
so
got
exciting.
My tickets.
So if you want to go... Oh, you pre-bought tickets?
Oh, I'll tell you right now when I'm going to see The Incredibles 2. Right. It is on.
Is your daughter psyched? I loved that's one of my favorite Pixar movies, I think.
Friday, June 15th, 3 o'clock showtime.
All right, Vinny. Is that one of the theaters where you can actually reserve the seat that
yes.
you want to? God, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, caller number 9 right now gets in on an advanced screening. It's actually this coming Tuesday, a week from today is the advanced screening, and then it opens next Friday. So be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and you'll be the first to check out The Incredibles 2 from Disney Pixar. It's officially summertime, and that means it's time to go to Walgreens for trusted summer essentials you need at great value and get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Summer is near, and that means the Oakland Ale and Wine Trails are the place to be. Celebrate local beer and wine and taste all the town has to offer. Check out visitoakland.com for more details.
Here's, no, not there, Sarah.
Here's
I'm
going
to go
happening.
To Oakland and sell some stuff, you guys.
Let me do a couple headlines before you pick up. Scott Budman is holding on the line from NBC Bay Area. So today is a vote day, everyone. So get out there. Looks like we're trying to figure out who will replace California Governor Jerry Brown. And Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is the clear front runner. So really, it's who will come in second? Mm-hmm. Who will he run against in November?
Right.
So that's one of the things we've got to figure out when we vote today. So please participate. Also, rest in peace, Dwight Clark. Mm-hmm. He passed away yesterday. He, of course, very famous 49er.
The catch.
He's the catch, right. 61 years old, died of ALS at his home in Montana. Mm. The Warriors game is tomorrow, game 3, I believe, in Cleveland. Now we check in with Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, as there was a bunch of stuff going on yesterday from Apple and anything else you want to tell us, Scott. What's happening, buddy?
Well, hey, guys. Big news yesterday. Apple shut down half of downtown San Jose for this big developers conference that's going on this week. Yeah, and, you know... It hit on a lot of the things that we talk about on the show as far as, you know, they didn't introduce any new phones or iPads or anything like that, so it wasn't the sexy new introduction. But they hit on a lot of things as far as privacy, as far as augmented reality. They literally showed how if you build with Legos, you can then point your device at the Legos and they'll catch on fire and you'll have to bring other Lego firefighters in and do all these things to sort of virtually create these extra worlds with your devices.
Oh.
And your things, and it's kind of cool if you, you know, I must admit, at first I thought, hey, as a parent, I want my kids touching the actual Legos, but then you see these things, and it's cool. It'll turn into a virtual ruler. It'll turn into a virtual play set. It'll turn into a virtual fire set. And all this stuff is kind of cutting edge and I think actually kind of creative, and you can sort of program it yourself. So if you're into that or your kids are into that, they can actually take something they've already built and add to it, which is actually kind of interesting.
That's pretty neat. So yeah. Let me ask you, as the one of the great reporters of the Bay Area, and you've done tech reporting and more, but you also are a parent, and I wonder, as you mentioned that, I hear so many parents struggle with, my kids' friends have phones at age 6, or my kids' friends have phones at age 12, and they're complete addicts, and now we have to deal with that. How have you negotiated that at home with your children? Are you trying to keep that from them, or are you like, yeah, this is pretty fun technology, they've got to be up on it?
Yeah, kind of a little bit of both. I mean, we set age limits, and our limits turned out to be later than everybody else. So, yeah, we heard that, hey, everybody else has got one of these already, mm-hmm. and they're already on it. And we're like, hey, that's tough. But
nice.
But then, you know, I'm torn, and we talk about this a lot. On the one hand, you know, just 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes. And you're sort of frustrated by that. But in that 5 minutes, they, you know, all but created a new app. And it is pretty amazing to think that these skills, I get it, are what our young people will need in the future to code and develop and be engineers. I have daughters. I want them to get out there in the world and be, you know, business people and engineers. And even if they don't, to know how to code and know how to do all that stuff. But on the other hand, it is a constant battle with, you know, no, get outside and play. And, mm-hmm. and I get that. And it, that actually came up yesterday. There are new tools you can download from Apple to set time, to kick in the do not disturb. And it's, you know, literally limit the screen time, both for us adults and for our kids.
Well,
and that is going to be a huge issue.
I think that's super important that you point that out, because I do know that parents are as addicted, if not more, than their kids. And since they're in charge and no one can tell them to put their dumb phone down, they are on them all the time. So I can see why we could use an alarm to tell us, put your phone down and look at your kid, just as much as they can use an alarm to tell them that your 5 minutes is up.
Right.
I mean, they watch what we do, they do what we do, and we're on our phones all the time, too. And this was kind of an interesting, dichotomy from Apple. On the one hand, you can now FaceTime with 32 people. So they showed
32
thing.
32 at once?
Exactly. The
on your phone?
Was really, really full.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on your phone. And so
that's so many little squares. That's incredible.
Right, they are. They're tiny little squares.
Huh. Luckily, nobody knows 32 people anymore because we're so on our phones. Great.
Could you imagine? They showed the demo with like 6 or 7, and they still looked very small. And then, because everybody loves these things, you can have emojis and turn yourself into a talking koala bear, or have one that sort of looks like you. You know, here's a woman that looks like you with brown hair and all that stuff.
Right.
All on the phone, floating around, talking to other people. So you look at that and you're like, whoa, I can even use my phone more often.
Yay.
Meanwhile, as we struggle with, hey, we might be using these things too much. So this is sort of the, I think, Vinny, you're right. This is the modern battle that's going to happen. There are all these cool things we can do with these devices. We never have to put them down. And yet we should.
Well, the concern, I think the concern that I have is two. There's two. So one is, yes, I want them outside to develop a joy for physical fitness, for their own, you know, physical health. But I also want my kid to be social. I don't want her to be antisocial and weird around people because she never developed those skills. So that is another area where putting your phone down and looking around you and being able to say, what's up, man?
Having actual conversations with actual people.
Yeah, and not having it be like, I have to stare at my shoes because I don't know how to look you in the eye and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and Vinny, your kids will grow up in a world where they've never been unable to literally communicate with anybody at any time without leaving their room. And so it is kind of important to, we talk about this a lot, to get out, to do social things in person, not only because it's cool and it, you know, has all these rewards and we love to be intimate with people and social with people, but because it's like you say, you'll know how to socialize. You'll know how to do that job.
It's our learned
future,
behaviors.
You know.
Right. So in conclusion, yesterday, as you sat there listening to the people at the conference, you know, introduce some of the new technologies, do you think they're doing enough? Are they on the right track? Or do you think Apple has failed us?
I don't think Apple has failed us. I wouldn't give them credit for lowering how much time we use our phones. And frankly, I don't think that's their job. Their job is to sell the phones, keep them working, put cool stuff on them. The idea that they're like, hey, we can, you know, sort of limit this is okay, but I think it's really up to us. So I don't give them much credit for that. But then again, I think it's really up to us. It's not up to them to limit our phone time or limit our kids' phone time. You know, they're in the business of making people go, whoa, you can be a talking koala bear. You know, we're in the business.
I'm going to spend all day figuring this out.
All right. Good point. All right. Scott Budman from NBC Bay. Is there anything else that you needed to tell us about?
No, I think that was pretty much it.
Excellent.
You know, new privacy stuff, new stuff for the watch. But yeah, it goes on all week if you know, you want to geek out. But it's basically, here's stuff for developers, make our devices better and even more irresistible. And so that's what we're facing.
Right on. Always good catching
you,
up, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Take it easy.
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area.
Talking koala. You in?
Yeah, I'll be a koala. I'm in.
Does sound fun.
I like fun stuff.
So here's your latest lawsuit. This one's coming to you from Long Island, New York. A man named Michael Feinberg says that the pharmacy, CVS specifically, has ruined his marriage.
The pharmacy has ruined his marriage.
And he is suing.
Okay. What did they do?
He started taking Viagra without telling his wife.
Uh-huh.
Was it for his wife or his girlfriend?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I wondered that as well. Because my stupid instinct was, well, let me tell you the story right first, and then I'll tell you what I thought. So he was taking Viagra, and he wasn't telling his wife, and he actually, in an effort to make sure she didn't find out, he didn't use their insurance. So he was paying $60 for a pill at the CVS. A few days after he filled his prescription, his wife called that same CVS to check out to check on her prescriptions. And an employee there mentioned Michael's Viagra to her, saying, you're not using insurance and you're paying way too much for your Viagra. To which she said, we don't take Viagra. To which he said, oh, yeah, you do.
He just picks them up.
Uh-huh.
$60 a pill.
Right. So Michael says that the uncovering of his Viagra use has undone his marriage. It's broken down because of that. And he's now suing CVS for violating his privacy. And while he hasn't specified how much money he's looking for in the lawsuit, he's looking for money in a lawsuit. How do you feel about this?
So, well, initially I did think, you know, the problem here is that you are on Viagra. You didn't tell your wife, as someone mentioned, Yuzi, that, you know, maybe you have a mistress. Uh-huh. It seems like you were in charge of ruining your own marriage there.
No.
Like
a little
you?
Bit of
absolutely
a deceptive
not.
Practice.
But, absolutely not.
But they violated laws
well,
by telling
the, it's true.
The wife
that, and
the
that's,
info.
That's the rub. However, you know, a husband and wife on the same insurance and him looking at all their prescriptions, clearly that was grouped with her, like anything else. It yeah. would have been bought on whoever's insurance. They're on the same thing. I mean, I can see where that F-up would happen, but yeah, they shouldn't have given that info. Ultimately, though, that dude was in charge of ruining his own marriage. I don't know if he can sue for that.
No, he's not. He knew that as soon as she found out, she'd want a divorce, right?
So maybe he should have gone to a different pharmacy.
No.
So you 100% blame
CVS.
Let me ask you this. Here's a man.
I don't blame them
so
as much.
Hold on.
If it was a woman, if this was reversed, you would 100% blame
that's
the woman.
True. Of course I would.
What do you mean you're on birth control?
Here's a man.
One of your kids.
So deep in love.
Oh, my God.
And wants so desperately to please his wife. And he's prideful.
Yeah.
He
oh,
wants
is that what
to
this
be
is?
The man for his woman. And he wants to be able to perform without any kind of confidence issues. He doesn't want any lack of performance there for her.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to please her. And he doesn't want to be, you know, bringing her into whatever it takes for him to get there. Mm-hmm. And now all of a
don't
sudden, what he is trying to get done for his marriage, keep things going,
is now revealed. The special secret that he had.
Well, is it wrong? That a man loves a woman so very much that he tries very hard in order to take care of her needs.
Why then is his marriage ruined? Couldn't he just say to her, look, I just didn't want to disappoint you. And clearly.
I'm sure he did say that.
Oh, really? And she was like, yeah, well, we haven't banged in 6 months. So my guess is this Viagra is for someone else.
Now.
Yeah.
Or maybe like she's saying, hey, You shouldn't need that pill.
You're not man enough for me.
I should just be good enough. Look at me.
Good
like
point,
just looking at me should give you a boner. Oh. Why doesn't that happen? And then she divorces him, and he's like, wait.
He's like, you just don't look at
CVS, why did you do this? Did you reveal it?
Yes,
I don't
CBS.
Think he could sue for his marriage, but possibly
but for
can
sure
you throw
revealing.
Their negligence of mm-hmm. some sort.
Yes, well, you know, if the roles were reversed, it was birth control, you guys would be so for the chick, and when it's the dude, you're 100% against
that
him.
Just agree with it. You guys. The amazing one has spoken. All right.
Drown
God, you're
out.
So loud.
Why are you turning me off like that?
Because
so
you're
messed
drowning
up.
Me out. I don't like that.
925 says CVS employees screwed up, period. Right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they did. Agreed. And I think that they should be in trouble for revealing the medical information. The ruining of the marriage, that's all on that. Dude,
we've all been with that crazy chick who's like, I should be enough for you. You shouldn't need anything else. I'm the greatest. You're so lucky to have me.
Yeah, he screwed up that marriage.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
it's
he did.
It's her. She's crazy.
Think
and
how
the
hard
crazy.
He is trying to keep her happy. I don't know if you have to eat a sandwich or what with that pill, but he's probably fingering the pill in his pocket, waiting for the right moment. You know, here he is like, okay, I got to get this in by this time, knowing that I need to be ready for this. So I can perform for my lover.
His lover, his mistress.
Yeah. No!
That dude ruined
you're
his
so
own
negative.
No,
925, it does not matter if they have the same insurance. It's against HIPAA laws to disclose medical information, even to family members, if there's not a written release.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that. They screwed up by releasing
like
one person's.
It.
I
sure
have
does.
Said five times that's what CVS could be in trouble for. This dude ruined his own marriage. They should not have revealed that information. That's what he can sue them for.
He's just a man in love, Sarah.
This chick annoyed the hell out of him. He couldn't get a boner on his own. And then he took the pill, and then he could have sex with her.
Took a pill.
Or his mistress.
She sounds difficult, man. This chick sounds difficult.
Really? Because I feel like you're the one who sounds a little difficult.
Yeah, you
sound difficult.
You guys sound difficult.
If this was birth control, you guys would be like, oh, we understand.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
You're welcome.
408
Thanks,
says,
thank you, Hooman.
You're amazing.
What is up with Vinny being prepared for that tease? Who is this guy? I want the other Vinny back.
Which tease are you prepared for?
I don't know. I actually teased a news break.
Yeah, you asked him what's next, and he told you.
For once in my life.
That's amazing. I always like when that happens.
Twitch is the DJ and dancer for the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Oh.
And a dancer for the Magic Mike movie.
Oh.
But he's also a judge, I guess, in this.
And he was a contestant
that's
at
one
what
time?
I,
you could dance?
That's what I was told.
That show's been on a long time.
While on the couch last night. I don't know the history. She was giving it to me, but I was like, what is that lady wearing? And then
the lady who's one of the judges?
Yeah, she was like wearing
is that Mary Murphy?
I don't know. She was like wearing something up to her neck and
high collar.
Oh, down to her sleeve. I was like,
did you ever hear? Maybe she has psoriasis.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We'll cover that up.
Some Victorian blouse or something.
It was, yeah, it didn't look, well, whatever. She looked fine, I'm sure.
It wasn't for you.
Hey, S&V.
Yes.
I went to the Angels game with a client last night when the Angels player Jeffrey Marty comes up to the plate. They play When Jesus Say Yes.
Nobody can say no.
So naturally, my response was to shout,
Nobody can say no.
The suite fell awkwardly silent for a moment, and I still muttered Ebola under my breath.
My favorite things about the Friday montage is that I just know people are singing along with us.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Super fun.
We're all in this thing together.
You know, on
I would like you to marry me.
On
no,
Friday, I think Friday evening, I was laying in bed and I go,
that's pretty
hey,
hot.
I go, we didn't play the montage today. How come we didn't play it? I don't remember playing the montage. And then it occurred to me like 2 days later,
I wasn't at work on Friday. Exactly. We were actually not going to do it because, mm-hmm. well, it's like, it's always so fun.
Because you have to dance by yourself.
I know, I dance by myself, and then nobody yells, yeah. Come, don't worry, drinks, I'm coming with me. But it happened kind of organically. Like, it, all of a sudden. Just,
at like 9:25 or yeah, something.
We had a studio audience, and right. we did
they
it
got
them
up and
too.
Danced.
Oh,
right.
good.
They liked it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, we had
oh,
a nice
good,
studio
I'm glad.
Audience.
I know, I forgot to tell Hooman they were coming.
Oh, you had other things on your mind,
sorry,
like burning the hell out of your stuff.
One of the ladies is all, what's your favorite Metallica song? I'm like, well, I love you, so, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're now my new best friend. Hi.
All of them. The right. one you like the best.
Yep, whatever.
All right, I got some Kanye. I got, I have a bunch of stuff right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.